I'm not trying to educate, I'm leading by example. I don't talk about tomorrow, I live out today. Cameron Haynes.
Just go hard. I need some motivation.
Motivation.
Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication.
Dedication.
Keep my head way, way above the water. Priding myself when I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead. Trying to get traction from all of this tread. I am a kid.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Now, whether you're a new listener or an OG, this is the show that's going to help you step up and be the leader that your team needs. If this is your first time listening, this is a podcast designed to help you with strategies and tactics on leadership, goal setting and achievement, mindset, high performance, all the tools, techniques, and methods that you need to get you and your team to the next level. And I'm Jeremiah Sullivan. I'm your host. Guys, gals, now if you are an OG, good to see you guys again or talk to you guys again. I went on a little bit of a hiatus, if you will. For those of you that are new, we recorded over 100 episodes consecutively. We fulfilled our mission. And then I decided to take a break, consolidate, reorganize, cast a new vision, and bring the podcast back when I was ready to. And that's exactly what we've done. So gone a little bit without some episodes, and I'm excited to get back into the swing of things. It's been quite some time since you guys and I have sat down and connected. But I realized it was time to do another podcast episode because I started getting quite a few DMs and messages specifically on Instagram. And I was running into people on the internet and they're asking me, hey man, are you going to start, you know, when can I get your podcast back? You know, I need my morning leadership development program back into my life. And I was at the gym. People were asking me there, hey, man, are you going to get back on your podcast? And so I said, all right, you know, I was going to wait another month to release an episode, but I decided, hey, what the hell? Instead of following through on this plan that I had in my head, the perfect plan, I said, you know what? Let me just answer the call and jump on and put another episode together for everybody that was craving one. And I'm excited to do so. So I decided to put one together today that's really, this is going to be an awesome episode because if you allow it to, today's episode is going to change your life. It really will. It's my hope that I cause an increase in awareness around where you're currently at and where you want to go. And I'm hoping that even if it's just a 1% change that I make into your life, that 1% compounds and it changes the whole trajectory of where you're going. So stay, you know, pay attention, take notes, and be excited for an awesome, awesome episode that I have for you today. I did a poll on Instagram recently and I said, hey guys, I'm going to bring the podcast back. I'm listening to you. What do you guys want me to talk about? And I just opened it up for questions. And somebody said, I really liked this one. Okay. Somebody jumped in. They said, what techniques do you use and do you have to ensure that you never get complacent? And man, what a great fucking question. Complacency, man, it is a killer, isn't it? We all hate it. We all hate complacency because what does complacency actually mean? Well, I decided to look it up, you know, went to the old interwebs and I checked out the actual definition and it says complacency, a feeling of quiet pleasure or security, often while unaware of some potential danger, defect, or the like. Self-satisfaction or smug satisfaction with an existing situation or condition. The translation for that for me means like complacency means, hey, I feel pretty good about where I'm at and I should stay here. And deep down, I know that if I do that, there's going to be a collision ahead. But I choose to go ahead and stay and kind of sulk and sit in where I'm at in life. Complacency means you just stay stagnant, essentially, right? And you kind of are happy with that. It's a dangerous, dangerous feeling because it kind of feels pretty good. You know, complacency feels like success sometimes. It feels like, man, I've made it. I've arrived. I can stay right here. But isn't that a killer? Isn't that a great way to ensure that you don't grow, you don't improve? You know, have you ever heard, don't be seduced by success? Being seduced by success is a dangerous, dangerous thing. You get seduced by it one day, and then you end up staying there. Never improving, never reaching your full potential in life. So complacency is a killer. That is so true. Because the reality is if you're not growing, you're dying. In fact, I don't know if you guys study the universal laws, but there's the law of perpetual transmutation of energy, right? Which the law of perpetual transmutation of energy means that everything in life is in a perpetual state of motion. Energy moves to higher forms and lower forms of vibration. Therefore, if we're not growing as humans, then that means by deduction, we're dying. And that's the core of today's episode. I'm going to talk to you guys today, and I want to be a voice in your ear that helps you wake up from the fact that you might be dying. I want to be a voice of reason, because your friends, your family, the people around you, the masses, they're probably not telling you to improve. They're probably not telling you to push your limits, to embrace fear, embrace being uncomfortable, to try something different. They're probably telling you to go ahead and get comfortable where you're at. And deep down, that's not what you want to do, because you know that's a formula for dying. So the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. If something is not growing, it's dying. If something is not growing, it's dying. The reason why I want to help you kill complacency is because I don't want you to die. I want you to grow. And I know that if we don't nip this in the bud, if you're getting complacent in one area of life, you're going to start getting complacent in many. And if you've ever heard that old adage, the chains of habit are too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken. That's the destiny ahead. The chains will eventually get to the point where they're going to be too heavy to be broken. So I want to help break those chains off so they don't burden you. They don't smash you. They don't contribute to your dying. Okay? Because when you start getting complacent in one area of life, you end up getting complacent in many. So maybe you got, for example, maybe you got a job recently, or maybe you got a promotion, or you realize that you're in a place that you once dreamed about before. Okay? Maybe you finally feel like you're starting to get your finances in order. You're starting to feel like you should hold right where you're at. You're starting to feel like you've arrived. Like, oh man, I finally did it. When that starts happening, that's complacency. Because the next thing you start doing, you start telling yourself, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and slow down these other areas too. Maybe I should take my foot off the gas, put it on the brake with my fitness. Bro, you've been training really hard, man. You've arrived, man. Take it easy. Let's go ahead and settle in right here. Take a day off. Start doubling down maybe on fun. You start doubling down maybe on relaxing, watching TV. Next thing you know, all of those things become your lifestyle. Taking days off, watching TV. And then one day you wake up and that is your life. What a shame that would be. The challenge in order to kill complacency, okay, I'm going to break down in later on in this episode the ways to get through complacency, the way to absolutely kill it, okay? But in order to do so, you know, I have to inspire you to start changing and start buying into this idea of change. And I'm going to ask you to do some things today that most of your friends and family aren't going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to get uncomfortable. The challenge is that in order to change, you have to get uncomfortable. You have to do the things that you haven't done before. What did Einstein say? He said, insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Many people out there are doing the same thing, expecting a different damn result. If you want a different result, you have to do things differently. And that means getting uncomfortable. That means maybe spending money that you don't want to spend. That means going places you don't want to go. It means embracing the things that you don't want to do. And that's what I am going to ask you to do as a real friend. But it's only for those people, this is only for you out there that not meeting your potential scares the living hell out of you. Okay? It's not for the people out there that are okay with not meeting their potential in life. That's not who this is for. Now, some of you guys are new to my story. You're jumping in. Because we have had a spike in followers on Instagram, and I know that you guys are come over and listen to the podcast, and you're a little bit newer to me and my story. If you do some digging, you'll find out I'm somewhat of an expert in destroying old lives and transformation. You might be saying, hey, why should I listen to this guy? Well, that's why. I am. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that with humility. I'm an expert at transformation. If you dig into my story, you'll see that as a young kid, I was hunting bear out in Northern California in a small town. Then I turned into an athlete. Then I went into the military, became an enlisted soldier on the support side of the military. And then I got the balls to go ahead and become an infantry officer. And then I got the balls to go ahead and jump in and try out for the 75th Ranger Regiment, become a platoon leader there. Then I became an infantry company commander after that. And then I said, you know what? I'm destroying all this. I'm jumping into entrepreneurship full time. I did that, and now I'm a coach and entrepreneur. So say all this with humility, but I say it with credentials. Many people out there on the internet, these gurus, they're sharing information that they read from a book, not stuff that they've actually done. So I'm trying to share some things that I've done to maybe help you out. So in order to share the model that I want to give you today, that's the gift. I have a model that I'm going to gift you today that'll help you level up and kill complacency that it's no longer in your life. Okay, and I have to share a quick story for some context in order to reinforce that model and get to really sink in. So not only have I transformed as a kid into who I am now, like many of you guys have transformed in your life, I'm doing it right now again in front of everyone. And I've been showcasing it on Instagram. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see that recently we've decided to go minimalist, sell, liquidate everything. I have a few items in storage that are nostalgic, but mostly everything else, I've either sold it or thrown it out and we've hit the road. I have absolutely destroyed my old life. And I said, you know what? We're going to go minimalist. We're going to travel. I'm going to train MMA. I'm going to do meet and greets. I'm going to do some training with my coaching in person, virtually. And we're going to go ahead and destroy this stable life that we built and go all in and into uncertainty and travel. Many people ask me, why? Why are you doing that? Well, it's simple. I realized that I was getting complacent. Okay. Have you ever woke up and looked around and saw the same results in your life that were there the month before? And some people, it's the years before. Year after year, their results are the same. And deep, deep down, they want different results, right? But they feed themselves some story that they'll change their situation later. Or they'll feed themselves some story that they're trying to change. And they'll say, yeah, I am changing. I am trying. I am trying. But they deep down, they know that's bullshit and their results keep staying the same. The story is what keeps them where they're at. The story that they'll do things later, the story that they are trying, the lies are what keep them the same. Well, I woke up one day and I realized I was starting to fall into that trap. You know, I left the military, I became an entrepreneur. I live out in Colorado Springs. I love it out here. I absolutely love Colorado. It's one of the greatest places I've ever lived. We're living a great life. I got a great gym that I'm training at. I got a network, a family. I feel like my roots are finally getting planted here. My routine is good. It's dialed in. I'm stable. I'm secure. I'm successful. I'm free. And I come home from a run one day, a 10-mile run. And I walk in the door and I look over at my wife and I just was absolutely disgusted. I was pissed. And I said, I've had enough. I looked over and she was like, what? She was confused. And I said, day after day is the same. Day after day, our results are showing up and they're the same as last month and the month before that. We're complacent. We have to change something. We're falling into the complacency quicksand, as I like to call it. Because complacency really is like quicksand. One second you're standing there, it feels solid. Next thing you know, you're sunk. You can't move. You can't get out. And I started to feel like I was sinking. My wife is generally the stable one of us. She grounds us. You know, I tend to want to say, hey, man, destroy this. Let's go over there. She says, you know what? Let's focus. Let's be a little stable. She values stability. Didn't have a whole lot as a kid. When I walked in that door, I was nervous to tell her that I was feeling complacent and I wanted to change. But I told her, I said, I'm absolutely disgusted. We have to do something different. And she looked at me in the face and she said, let's burn it down. I smiled at her. We made the decision. We said, you know what? Let's do it. Sell the house, hit the road. Well, with most decisions, you make a decision and change doesn't happen overnight. It takes work, right? We all struggle after the decision. We say, hey, we're going to do this. It's going to be a bold maneuver. It's going to require courage. And life is going to kind of push back on you a little bit, right? You're going to make a hard decision to do something. Maybe you want to buy your first home. You make the decision, you call the bank, they say, we're not giving you a loan, right? Anybody been there before? You probably have. So life is going to push back and life pushed back to us in various ways. Not going to go into the details of all of it. But we started to doubt. We started to wonder if we had made the right choice. But we continued to press. We continued to face the rejection, the fear, the failure. And we pushed through the resistance and we ended up leaving. We ended up hitting the road. So we packed up and one of our first stops was Texas. Now for the next 6 months to a year, we're going to go wherever we want, when we want with my wife and my three dogs. Okay, so this little story, this little backstory is an example of how we've chosen to kill complacency. If you want to change and you want to create a situation where you're not complacent anymore, you want to absolutely destroy complacency in your life, you have to transcend four key levels. There's four key levels when it comes to killing complacency. Level one is the comfort zone. Level two is the terror barrier. Level three is the pain cave. And level four is the potential barrier. I'm going to go into detail about these, and then I'll teach you how to break free of them. Level one, the comfort zone. This feels like comfort. Whenever you are going to do something in life, you have to realize where you're at first. You have to know where you're at and where you want to go. So somewhere in here, you're at one of these levels. Are you in the comfort zone? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Because if we want to transcend, if we want to kill complacency, if we want to get through and constantly evolve through life, we have to get through the comfort zone, the terror barrier, the pain cave, the potential barrier. Only then will we find freedom and peace. So the comfort zone, level one, this feels like comfort. It feels like satisfaction. It feels like, man, my job's doing, I'm doing pretty good. Things feel pretty routine. I like it here. It's warm. It's cozy. I like going to the gym that I have. I'm not going to run outside. You know what I mean? It's raining, it's snowing out there. I'm going to stay with what's comfortable to me. I'm going to do these routine things that feel nice for me. And then there's level two, the terror barrier. You say, you know what? Hey, I want to get out of the comfort zone. I want to try something different. Well, when you do that, the terror barrier feels like fear. When you look at like my wife and I's story about changing, burning everything down, we said, hey, we want to sell, liquidate everything, go minimalist. Well, that was us embracing the terror barrier. We said, you know what? We're going to kill complacency, get out of the comfort zone. And then we were faced with the terror barrier. In this barrier, you're going to feel fear. Okay, fear is going to come in after you make the decision. You're going to have feelings that maybe cause you to want to back out. You're going to have doubts. Okay, you're going to try and talk yourself out of the decision that you made. If you want to kill complacency, you got to break through the second level, the terror barrier. You have to push through the fear, the doubt, and the uncertainty. Then there's level three. You're still trying to fight complacency. You're still trying to kill it. So you're pressing forward. You embrace fear. You embrace the uncomfortable. Well, now you're in the pain cave. Things are going to start getting really, really difficult. You've committed to the decision here. You're starting to face rejection and things are starting to hurt. Maybe you're spending more money than you want to. Maybe the whole plan isn't lining up perfectly and you're encountering obstacle after obstacle along your way. Okay, in our story, we listed our house for sale and maybe people that were contacting us were not giving us the asking price. You know, there's all these different nuances that go along with selling something and trying to make a life change. And we were facing those and we were getting a lot of resistance along the way. This is the pain cave. In a physical event, like I did a 100-mile race, the pain cave for me was mile 10 through 20 on a 100-mile race where things really started to hurt. And then after that, I got into what's called the potential barrier. So whenever you're fighting complacency, if you push through the comfort zone, you push through the terror barrier, you push through the pain cave, well, then at some point, the resistance is going to get so tough for you, you're going to be in this area that I call the potential barrier, past the pain cave. Now, this area, it feels like absolute resistance, absolute destruction, internal destruction. On my 100-mile race, this is where I was almost in this trance where I didn't know that if I was alive or dead. Things hurt so bad. And I just blindly kept walking forward one step at a time. It's in the potential barrier that you feel like you want to quit. Okay. And it's here that if you say no, you're getting closer and closer to your actual true potential. And you're just a few steps away from actually killing complacency. So the potential barrier is where your results lie. They're just on the other side. But the thing is, you're not going to know how long it's going to last. In order to get through the potential barrier, you have to walk forward almost blindfolded. You have to walk forward blind in uncertainty, not knowing when it's going to end. It feels like absolute internal destruction. You almost feel childlike inside of the potential barrier. Like you want to lay down and cry. You want somebody to come save you, but nobody's coming to save you. This is what none of your friends are going to ask you to do. This is what I'm going to ask you to do. If you want to kill complacency, you have to transcend these four key levels: the comfort zone, the terror barrier, the pain cave, and then the potential barrier. when all hope seems to be lost and you want to quit, you want to lay down and you want to cry, you want to shut down and you want to say, you know what? I'm done. I'm asking you to keep stepping forward. Walk forward with faith, one step at a time. And if you do that, you refuse to quit, on the other side, you'll find freedom and you'll find peace. So, what I ask you here today, are you willing to go through what I've just asked you to go through? You say you want growth. You say you want change. You say you want to kill complacency, but do you really? Are you willing to pay the price? This is not for the weak and faint of heart. But I guarantee you, if you choose to embrace this path, you will find freedom. You will find peace. You will find new levels. You will find new feelings of happiness. You will find true freedom. So what do you do next? Well, first thing I need you to do is I need you to become aware of which level you're in right now. And you need to be honest. You need to ask yourself if you're in the comfort zone right now. It's a yes or no question, not a maybe. It's a yes or no question. It's black and white. And if you want out, then you have to decide. You have to do something that scares you, and you have to go against what is logical. Selling and destroying everything of mine is not a logical next step. It's actually illogical, and most people would talk me out of it. But I know in my heart that it's the right decision and that it'll take me through the levels I described, and it'll kill complacency. So you have to do the illogical. Number three, step number three here. On your path, you have to remember your why. You got to remember why you're embarking on this journey. Why are you going to kill complacency? Why are you going to go through these levels of change? Why are you going to transcend? You have to know why. You have to stay connected to that purpose. For me, I'm not going to live this life not meeting my potential. I'm going to chase it because I'm not going to die with regret. And the last thing I need you to do, I need you to continue to walk forward blindfolded. Even if you can't see the next step, even if you can't tell where to go, I need you to make and use your best judgment and keep pressing forward. You just have to have trust and keep going. If you do those four things, you will transcend the four levels and you will absolutely kill complacency. And then guess what? It's back to the grind once again. It's back to the process once again. Rinse and repeat. This is the key to a fulfilling life. This is the key to never getting complacent. But it's not for everyone. So now you have a choice. You can stay comfortable or you can choose to kill complacency and move forward. For those of you that are choosing to be bold and chase the impossible to embark on this task, I'll see you on the other side. That's today's message, everyone. I hope you found value in today's episode. If you liked it, if you loved it, if you laughed, if you learned, if you've walked away inspired, all that I ask is that you share it with a friend. It could be as simple as just sharing it on social media. Tag me if you'd like. I'd love to connect with you. But it's great to be back. That's today's message. And until next time, be the leader.
I need some motivation. Motivation. Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication. Dedication. Keep my head way, way above the water. Grinding myself and I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead. Trying to get traction from all of this tread. I am a king. I am a queen. I am more than the people can see. I am strong when I'm needing to be. Vulnerability's nothing to me. You can try, but I'm unshakable. My successes is never debatable. I'm chameleon, I'm so interchangeable. Here's to you and all that you are capable. You gotta go hard, better get it. You